With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. You can email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's an MCSE with Tab, been with us over a decade, and he comes in to help us out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Three lines open for you on this gorgeous Saturday morning. I know you're out doing yard work and getting ready for the holiday. It's exactly what I'll be doing when I get home myself. But for now, we got a couple of geeks here in the studio, pasty white geeks that don't get much sun, and we need you guys to give us a ring, and we'll help you out with your problems with your computers. Let's go on to Jeff in Farmington first. Morning, Jeff.
Hi, I'm here.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, first, I just want to say, since you have all this time available to you,
yes.
I just want to say, forgive me, for I have sinned.
Uh-oh. How could you have sinned? What did you do, Jeff?
I've been listening since back when I had my Millennium Edition computer.
Ooh, that's a ways ago, yep.
Yes, like every week, and then podcasts. I don't think I've listened in like 2 years, so I need to know how many Hail Marys I have to do. We can do that later.
We missed you.
Well, I just sent you an email on my Vista computer. Okay. I've had the thing I have is I bought a really probably top end ThinkPad.
Uh huh.
It's actually pretty cool. It's got that little red button. It was like everyone wanted.
Yeah, so you can move the mouse around.
Yeah.
Yep. A little eraser in the middle.
I have a mouse in my hand. I have a touchpad. I have the red button.
Yep.
And I, you know, it's got Windows 10, which scares the crap out of me.
Okay.
I'll get to the point if you would like me to.
That's fine.
Yeah. All right. Point is, I bought it out of the box for like $500 off. I think it was like close to $1,000 retail.
Okay.
And ever since I got it, because of all the paranoia I have from listening to Car Talk
too. Yeah, sure, but, me too. Those guys will freak you out.
Yeah. Computer Talk for so long. I haven't used this thing for over a year.
Okay.
Because I'm like paranoid of what might have happened while it was out of the box.
What do you mean? We're just sitting on the table turned off?
No. I've been using it for like browsing and stuff.
Okay.
This is even funnier.
Uh-huh.
I'm really mad because I can't find my tinfoil hat.
All right.
I've been doing my banking and my taxes on this Vista computer.
Uh-huh.
And I was about to crank up TurboTax today, and I was like, you know what? Need to see a shrink and get past this so you can use it on a new computer.
So yeah, you've got it on the old machine. It's not on the network. It's not connected to the internet. And you're doing
I use the old machine on a daily basis, but it's just for like browsing and stuff. I don't use it for important things. I use the Vista computer for the things that are I got to be careful of.
All right,
I'm trying to be ironic. But,
I got you. Yeah, it is kind of odd. Vista is definitely not supported. It's not being updated.
I know. Well, and if I was listening all this time, I would have noticed it. I was using an XP before that. And,
oh, brother!
For like a year after they dropped.
Oh my gosh!
Anyway, I sent you an email.
Okay. What did it say?
One of the things that happens is, first I have to go to my Vista computer.
Yeah.
I get at opening.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find it.
When you turn the machine on.
Or even if it's just like a opening the lid kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, the thing comes on so fast. I don't know if it's actually rebooting or, whatever. But I get one of those warning pop-ups, And it refers to nvbackend.exe, and it refers to me as the person who registered the, you know, it says Jeff M on it in the /\\ thing. And I need help with that.
So it's an NV backend error of some kind?
NV backend error, NVIDIAN.
Oh, so it's your video card.
Ontology, which is, wow, that's a really scary word.
Yeah. Oncology?
oncology is what it looks like to me.
Huh. So you have an NVIDIA video card, right, Jeff? It sounds like you do.
I was hoping I could start researching that stuff while I was on hold, but I wasn't on hold that long.
That's okay. So. Yeah, because we're a little late, but all of a sudden our lines are all jammed up.
Good. I'm hold. Okay, so I'll go fast.
Yeah.
One of the things I want to do is I want to do a wipe and reload.
Okay.
On this, apparently there's an app on it. Or you can just say, Jeff, you can talk me down and say, don't bother.
Is this a wipe and a reload of the Vista machine?
No. The Vista machines I'm trying to put away. I'm talking about the Ultrabook, the ThinkPad.
You have a ThinkPad. Okay. What operating system is it running now?
I believe it's Windows 10.
Okay.
I was looking to see which, it's a relative, I bought it like a year or so ago.
And that's the one giving you the pop-up, the back-end error?
Yeah, ignore everything I told you about the Vista.
It's, okay.
Yeah.
So basically, I don't know that I wipe and reload it just because of this NV backend error. It's a memory error having to do with what we think is your video card.
Okay.
Within the laptop. So okay. I wouldn't have you wipe and reload it unless something else is not working.
Well, it's more paranoia because it's the fact that it was out of the box, and then when I got it home I was like what did they do to it while it was out of the box?
You know? I blame you. Wiping and reloading is going to cause you a lot of trouble that you may not want to deal with. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, and that's what I was thinking. So if I do like the standard malware bytes.
Yeah, OpenDNS. Well,
I think what you should do is run the Lenovo updates. Mm. And there'll be a ton of them. There's a utility on all the Lenovo boxes.
I don't think I've done any of them. Yeah, Lenovo. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, and I'll guarantee you that there's a driver update for your video. It's included in that package. And the Lenovo updates do a really good job of updating the software and fixing bugs.
Yeah.
So that's where
step
I would
one.
Go.
But wiping and reloading is a little harsh for now, based on what you've told us.
There is a utility within the Lenovo maintenance package there that will put it back to factory if you want to go there, but I would hesitate to do it. I would just run the Lenovo updates, and I got a feeling that will fix your problems.
Yeah. Well, that's why I called in, because I knew I was getting out a lot of control, so I just wanted you to talk me down.
All right.
I'm going to do those things, and I think I can figure it out, and I'll call you back next week.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. You have a good sense of humor. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Jeff's giving us a hard time. Hasn't listened in a few years. We've got a call. Want to take a break? Okay, we'll step out for a quick break, Mike says. And one line open for you now, 800-966-WTIC-522. Ron, Joe, and Rob. Hang on. We'll be right back. Yes, of course. We are on the crazy train. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And our old Senator Blumenthal is going to save us from the internet data privacy people out there who want to give away all of our information, those evil internet providers who have been doing this to us. And he's going to save us from us. But he's, of course, forgetting Yahoo and Google and Bing and Facebook and YouTube. And obviously those guys are not doing anything with our information at all and are clearly as pure as the driven snow. But for some reason, it's just the internet providers. I wonder which companies are contributing because clearly his idea is a good one. I support our internet privacy. Don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong. I support having our privacy when it comes to the internet. However, he's forgetting a whole lot of folks. And the new bill, all it does is say, look, we're leveling the playing field for the evil internet providers as well as the evil big data people. That's all the Republicans in the new administration decided to do. So if you really care, Mr. Blumenthal, go after them all, please. I'd support you on that. But acting like you care by just going after one group doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense to me. Let's go on to your calls. That's just me. Let's go on to Ron in Agawam. Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning.
What can I do for you, sir?
Long-time listener.
Great.
Well, you guys have helped me out on several occasions.
I'm glad.
This tracking stuff, if I go on Amazon,
yeah,
and then I go back to, say, let's say Facebook,
yeah,
there's ads there that of what the stuff I've already looked at.
Yeah,
and it's almost instant.
And Mr. Blumenthal doesn't care at all about that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing, but he doesn't seem to think about that for some reason. You're right. I mean, that's exactly what we've talked about for a past decade. TJ and I did an experiment. You know, I'm a brass player, trumpet player. I mean, he went and did a quick search on the show for, electronic trumpet mutes. And he would never have any reason to see that. He goes home, and next time, instantly, all of his browsers have these trumpet mute ads coming at him. I mean,
that's
this is
definitely correct.
Of course. Yeah, this is how the internet works, but for some reason, our legislators are just focused on one thing right now.
Well, you know,
yeah, they've been doing it for many, many years.
I know.
Anyway, my reason for calling is,
yeah,
I've had Google Chrome locked, yep, up on me on several occasions, and I've done web search as to what the problem is and how to fix it.
Yeah.
The last thing that I've done was put a tagline in my shortcut,
mm-hmm,
that says "No sandbox."
You added a tagline that says "No sandbox" in your. Okay, how did you do that? I've never done that.
I right-clicked on the shortcut, and I just added the tagline to the shortcut address.
And by putting that in there, the Chrome no longer locks up?
No, it does. It gives me, when I open Chrome, it gives me on the top of the page, it says, warning, not supported, will increase, or not non-secure or something similar to that. I don't remember exactly what it says.
Yeah.
But it's never given me an issue since.
Interesting. I'm not sure what you're doing, frankly, exactly. You must have read that somewhere to put that tag in there, because it's kind of odd that you would think of that on your own.
I did read that somewhere. And, I tried several things, and it didn't work. And then once I found that, the no sandbox tagline, it's not given me an issue since.
And was it happening on a certain site that you were going to?
Oh, it was happening all the time. It didn't matter where I went.
What's your operating system?
Windows 10.
Have you
all updated and everything else?
Have you fully uninstalled Chrome and reinstalled it?
No, because Windows 10, believe it or not, wouldn't let me, because I need a browser to find Windows 10.
A browser to find Windows 10?
To reinstall or to install.
Well, yeah, there's Edge. I mean, Microsoft forces you to the Edge browser. You could always use that.
Yeah, well.
And IE is always on Windows 10, too. I mean, you have two browser options there. But they wouldn't let you do it?
I also have Firefox. I have Yahoo on there. But I don't use them anymore, so I'm going to uninstall them. But my preferred browser was Windows Chrome.
Yeah, I agree. Mine is, too. It's about at 50%. Most people do agree with you. We do see a temporary fix here to a sandbox error that Bob wants to post, but we're not sure if...
Well, it's basically doing what this guy's already doing.
Yeah.
It just tells you how to do it.
Yeah,
adds no sandbox to the target for the shortcut. You must have had an issue with a certain page or something. I don't understand why you'd have to put it in there. But, Ron, I would recommend uninstalling Chrome completely. You should be able to do it.
Yeah.
And a fresh install on a Windows 10 machine of Chrome, you shouldn't have these problems. You shouldn't have to put these little fixes in.
Well, the new browser for Windows 10, I can't remember the name of it.
Edge.
Edge, right?
Yeah.
It's very cumbersome, and then my computer locked up.
No, I agree. So I would say you uninstall it, reboot your machine without Chrome, then go to the Edge browser or Firefox and download the Chrome browser again and try to see if that reinstallation takes care of this weird problem you're having.
Well, I have done that, and yet the system just sits there with this rolling circle. It's loading, it's loading. It's to the web page to get Chrome.
So there's something else wrong, Ron, with your machine.
Oh, okay.
This kind of error, this type of fighting with your Chrome browser, Microsoft hates the fact that you're running it, but they're not going to necessarily sabotage your ability to run Chrome.
That was what my thinking was, because I could not get to the Chrome site. The Google site to get Chrome.
That's really bizarre. Something is definitely wrong with your operating system. I'm trying to think if you're all fully updated. Did you probably? Yeah.
Probably I'm fully updated, but even to the point where I couldn't even open Chrome anymore.
Wow.
I did a restore to a previous point.
And that solved that issue?
That solved that issue.
You got something wrong with your operating system still. I mean, I bet you it's not Chrome. I bet you it's, well, by uninstalling it, you'll be able to prove it, but you can't even fully uninstall it and reload it. That's bizarre.
Right.
What do you think, Bob?
I don't know. This one's a stumper, except for running the no sandbox option, which is supposed
that's
to actually
what I'm
fix
doing
it.
Now. I'm fixed it.
Yeah, well, that's, well, you can always keep that. I mean, you've got nothing else to do today. You could try to uninstall and reinstall it, but it's the no sandbox option is touted as a temporary solution.
I've been doing that for a couple of months at least. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. So if something else starts going wonky with your machine, I would contend your operating system has a problem.
Okay.
Just leave it at that for now.
When was the last time you did updates?
Just recently.
Oh. Just a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And when did it start?
Did one.
Months. Oh. All right, Ron, we'll keep an eye on it. But I don't know why that's the solution, but it's an odd one.
So it's no sandbox. Is that going to cause me an issue for security?
It could.
I do run McAfee, and I have a full-blown paid subscription for malware bytes.
Okay. So a sandbox is where these programs want to run in a safe area that it can't affect the operating system by telling it to do something outside the sandbox. It's either just this is just a syntactical type of thing where you're just submitting the text to it and it's acting differently because you've told it to run without a sandbox. So, it could be nothing or it could have something to do with security. And that's why it might be the temporary moniker there is something you should be concerned about. I don't know, Ron. I've never seen this before. So I would be concerned if you still have issues with your operating system in other ways. You might be in for a wipe and a reload type of thing.
Yeah, well, no, I haven't had any other issues. It was just Google Chrome that would lock up on me, and I couldn't do anything, so I had to do the three-finger salute.
Yeah, all the cache is cleared and all that?
Oh, yeah. I even cleaned out cookies and everything.
Yeah. Ron, we're coming up against a hard break. I think you just keep an eye on it. And if you could get that thing to uninstall and reinstall cleanly, that probably will solve your issue.
All right. Bye. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ron. Good luck.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. It's a weird one. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Bob, Joe, and Rob, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. Thank goodness, John, that giraffe finally was born. I mean, the internet was just being bogged down. People, a million people, you said, watching it.
I know you guys were on the edge of your seats with that one.
Well, yeah. I mean, we just couldn't wait till it happened. The bandwidth was finally freed up now that the giraffe had her kid. Good for her.
And all is right with the world.
All is, well, I mean, it was sponsored by Toys R Us. I mean, it's just crazy. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to... Who's up next? Oh, actually, Bob, we wanted to talk. Bob did find a way to reset Chrome completely, and we're going to put a link up there. Now, computertalkwithtab.com, our live links area is not working right now. So if you do follow us on Facebook, these links will go to your Facebook feed. So just like us on Facebook or go to Tab Computer Systems on Facebook. You'll find it there as well. And if you follow us on Twitter, they'll be there as well. So we will get the live links working up by Monday, I promise. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Joe in Berlin next. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
I got a question here on Firefox.
Yeah.
I've used it for years, for your recommendations. I'm very
sure.
Happy with it. I've got it on three different machines.
Yep.
For some reason, this one we sent it's a laptop. It's got an i7 in it, and it's running Windows 7 Professional.
Yep.
Well, in the left hand side where we have our bookmarks.
Mm-hmm.
If I click on a bookmark in there, it opens the bookmark in that column, in that little narrow column on the left-hand side. And I have tried to reset it. I've uninstalled it, reinstalled it, and it keeps doing that. I know it's a setting someplace, but I'll be danged if I can find it. How to
change it, yeah.
I mean, I've never, on the sidebar, it opens up that window in the sidebar.
Yep. You're not alone.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen it, but you happen to have, and others have as well. I'm trying to look for the quick answer for you as to how to change that that window size so it stops happening to you.
Well, I would like to either open it up in a different window.
Right. Yeah, most likely it's a preference you set, Joe, yeah, and it's just where you set it. It's in your preferences somewhere.
But one of the options there was to reload it to fresh. So none of my preferences were I lost all my links and all that other stuff. It's a whole big deal.
Yeah.
But
it's still doing it for you.
Still doing it.
I mean, a bookmark should just open in a new window generally.
Yeah. Tell me.
There's got to be some setting you've got in there. I'm trying to think where. Have you seen this, Bob, as to where this could be?
No.
You're a lot of help. Where the heck could this be? It's going to be some really dumb little innocuous button. So in order for you, once you click on the bookmark and that's in that little column, what do? Go into the column and then maximize the size?
No, you can't, because it's in that. I can stretch the column out a little bit, but again, it's only in that column.
That's weird.
And so all I end up doing is copying the link and pasting it up into the main window and opening it there. But it's driving me up a wall.
That is bizarre. This is obviously counter to how it's supposed to work. I would contend, unless I've never seen this before.
Originally, one of the other issues I was having was every time I started this thing up, it would tell me that my Mozilla was not my my window, my homepage was changed.
Yep.
And I didn't change the homepage. You know, something was changing the homepage. But so I said, keep the new homepage, and it would go to my weather.com or
right, right.
The forecast is my homepage. So.
Right, it would keep changing that.
Yeah,
that's a browser hijack. But I think I found the issue here because there's an article I found to force it to show bookmarks in a permanent vertical column on the sidebar of a screen where people want it to work that way. And it has to do with the view menu. You select sidebar and then bookmarks. Also, you can use Control plus B. So Control B, and that might. Yeah. So that'll put it there.
Well, that shows the bookmarks. But when I open a bookmark, it opens the bookmark in that column.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I think it has to do with that view. How do I get rid of it? It's got to be a view setting.
I can close it. That's no big deal. I just hit a little X and it's gone. But
no, I know. But there's got to be a view setting that changes that for you. And I'm trying to find it as fast as I humanly can here. But it seems to talk about within the view configurations of the settings of Firefox is where you would change this. Did you find anything yet, Bob, or no?
No, I'm looking for it.
it's a weird one, Joe. You've got it in there. You've turned it on somehow. And this can't be, I mean, I'm not a big bookmark user, but I can't imagine this is the natural way it works. I would say, well, you know what you could also do? Undo that. Stop putting your bookmarks in the side. Let's just start a whole different way of looking at things, right? So you have a way to set your bookmarks in that permanent vertical view on the left-hand side. That's exactly
correct.
What you've set. Well, stop doing that. Go to your bookmarks in the so this could be for those of you who have set this feature the way it works, and for some reason you want it to work differently. So if you undo that setting and work the way the rest of us are working, where the bookmarks are going to just be in the bookmark and you click on it and it opens a new screen, I bet you that might solve it.
So so I just click on bookmarks above and then click on the link I want, and that works, and it opens.
Oh geez, I solved that problem. So it's you're actually using it the way you wanted it, the way it's intended in this weird case.
But I've got three other machines here. Two identical other laptops.
That work perfectly, you're going to tell me.
That work, yeah. And they're all identical.
They're not.
Well, I mean, Physically, they're all, you know, Core i7, Windows 7.
Yeah, but there's a setting.
All XPS, yeah.
There's a setting in Firefox that's different. And it has to do with the view. It has to do with your view that is causing this issue. So we do have an article we're going to put up here for you, how to manage those preferences for the sidebar there, accessing your bookmark history and what have you on the left-hand side, the way you seem to want to do it. And maybe within that, if you read that, there's a way for you to adjust that view or just uncheck that option in that one machine.
That's what I did. Click on bookmarks and it works fine. So, yeah. All right, maybe I'll just keep it that way then.
That could work too, but we'll put the link up here for you, Joe.
I always try to, you know, be different a little bit.
So. Thanks. We appreciate it. That was a good stumper. All right, thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your show. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you. Some of them are tough. Sometimes it's like how you use the tool, right? But like he says, he swears they're all the same, but there's obviously a checkbox differently in that last one.
Well, identical computers are about as identical as identical twins.
Which means?
There's...
Aren't they identical?
Even though they're identical, they're not that
fraternal?
Identical.
You maybe can, fraternal.
Yeah, or maternal.
Let's go on to Mark in Fort Pierce, Florida. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a elderly neighbor
yep.
who is continually getting himself in trouble on his PC.
I believe it.
So a few weeks ago, I put Malwarebytes on for him.
That's a good remedy to getting in trouble, but it's not the way to prevent it.
Well, he did really well for a while.
Yeah.
And then he locked it all up.
Of course.
So I spent last weekend and figured out what he had done was it was doing disk clean.
Yeah.
And he killed it.
Okay.
So I got him all back. I got everything finally all done.
Yeah.
Let disk clean get done. I removed malware because it wasn't running.
Yeah, he broke it, right?
No.
Oh.
Went back to reinstall it.
Yeah.
And I got this error, MBAE64.sys error. It can't delete the file. I went on the internet. It says people who have gone from 7 to 10 have this problem.
Oh, so he upgraded, obviously.
Yes, he did upgrade. Yep. So I've got a solution off of the forum on Malwarebytes.
Yeah.
But it's talking about using a fixlist text file.
Say that 10 times fast, Mark. No.
IXLIST.
Fixed dot list.
TXT.
Okay.
And it talks about going into a far bar recovery scan program.
Oh, my goodness.
Know anything about it?
No. Just to restore Malwarebytes again?
Yep.
There's got to be a removal tool.
How about a restore point?
Oh, yeah, there you go. What about a restore point, Mark?
No.
He has no restore points?
No.
Oh, boy. Fixed list text file, huh? We've never used one. I've never had to use one. Have you ever had to use one, Bob?
Nope.
That's why I was leery.
Yeah, I would go to see if Malwarebytes has a removal tool. And remove
it. It does.
It does. There you go. Use the Malwarebytes removal tool. And that I'd say that 10 times fast. And it will take care of removing Malwarebytes. However, you're not going to solve your buddy's problem unless you add OpenDNS to the equation. Do you understand?
I hadn't gotten to it yet. I listen to you guys all the time.
That's the first thing. That's the first thing you do for this guy.
Before I even do this process?
Doesn't even matter. Yeah. You could walk away for a second, get it a nice cold glass of water, and he's going to screw it up in 5 seconds. He's surfing somewhere, getting you in trouble. So you put it,
right.
You get OpenDNS in place, and he'll have 80% chance less. He could still get in trouble.
I'm going to do that right after I got this fixed.
Yeah, so use the removal tool then and remove Malwarebytes. Get OpenDNS in place. Put Malwarebytes back on there and tell him to take it easy.
Right. He told me he's going to be 90 in September.
Awesome. Good for him. Jeez. That's great.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that then.
You got it, Mark.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break, right, Mike? And get back to your calls. The lines are all jammed up. If you guys were here a little earlier, we have plenty of time. Bob, Ed, and Rob, we'll be right back. All right, this is Computer Talk. The lines are all jammed up, and we have like 9 minutes left to get through four calls. We'll go as fast as we humanly can. Go to Rob, who's been on the phone the longest. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, thanks for... Eric,
yeah.
I have three words for you with respect to your frustrations with Dick Blumenthal.
Yeah.
Let it go.
I try. It's so frustrating.
There's nothing we can do.
It's such low-hanging fruit. I mean, how's that EpiPen thing working out? Are they $5 now at the
I try not to watch the news these days.
I know.
So my wife has an old computer running Vista, and I bought her a new one a while ago, but I'm trying to figure out whether I clone or image her hard drive, because she wants it to look close to what she's used to on her old computer.
Okay, well, that's...
And that's why I'm calling.
Yeah, so if it's an old box now, how old is it now?
Oh, I'll bet you it's 8.
Okay, so we don't want you to clone that thing and plop it on a new piece of hardware, because the hardware is not going to know what to do. So we're going to recommend you let the new computer come in as Windows 10. And I assume the 8-year-old computer maybe is running Windows 7?
No, probably X. I think it's XP.
Okay. I don't think there's a classic shell for XP, but Bob has talked about classic shell for a long time. There is a classic shell for Windows 7, so you can make the Windows 10 machine look like Windows 7. Or you tell your wife that she's going to have to kind of look at the new stuff, because it's going to look totally different no matter what you do here, and cloning it is a bad idea.
Okay.
There's a classic shell for Windows 10 as well.
A classic shell for 10 that makes it look like what?
7.
7, right.
Well,
right.
Kind of a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not exactly.
So I think you're going to have her kind of get used to it, whether she likes it or not.
She's used to looking at all the icons on her on
the
her present screen.
Yeah.
Her desktop.
Right.
So I guess it would really be most important to have the desktop look as close to what it looks like now.
And that's easily done. I mean, you can remap and relink software to the desktop. Windows 10 got away from that mosaic screen where you're stuck with just the Metro interface. You can go to your desktop and make it look like Windows 7. It'll not look like XP. It's going to have icons on the desktop. She's going to have to kind of get used to it. She's using such old technology that you have no choice, really.
Right.
Once she gets used to it, she'll be fine.
So I would
just copy data. So you get a hard drive, copy the data to an external hard drive.
Gotcha.
And just the data only, and then move the data over, copy it back to the new machine, and then reinstall software. And if the software is vintage XP age, you may have to buy new software, and that's going to cause a new learning curve for her as well, too, like Word and Excel. Yeah, so.
Retire the horse and buggy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll give it a go and see if my marriage holds up.
It will, Rob. You'll survive this, man. I promise.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate your help.
You got it.
Right.
Bye-bye. It's kind of funny with my wife and computer issues and technology issues. Because we've been together so long, about 30 years, not married that long, but together that long. And it's kind of funny. I mean, no matter what I tell her to do technology-wise, she forgets, I mean, completely forgets that I'm in the business. And it's like if I told her how to, I don't know, use the vacuum. No, I shouldn't say that. If it's like if I told her how to wash the clothes. No. I'm going to get myself bigger in trouble. The point is, it's like, I don't know anything about technology. And she's like, no, that's not how you do it. I'm like, what do you mean? This is how you do it. So I do it every day. She doesn't believe me. It's the funniest thing.
Ed in East Haven, hit the F11 key.
Ed, you hear that? Because we have to go to Bob in West Hartford first. But hit the F11 key based on your Firefox stuck in full screen mode. Firefox is stuck in full screen mode. Say that 10 times fast. Let's go to Bob in West Hartford. Hey, Bob.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the show. I learned a lot from you.
Good.
I use a Panasonic Toughbook for my work.
Oh, wow.
It enables me to be, connected inside, outside, wherever I travel.
Yeah.
So I'm upgrading to a new one today.
Nice.
That has Windows 7 Pro installed.
Right.
And with the option to go to 10.
Right.
And I've had great luck with my last machine, just using Security Essentials and K9. And
yep.
I want to know what's the first thing I need to do with taking this new machine out of the box today.
So we've moved away from K9 as a good filter and recommended OpenDNS. And again, K9 works well, but it produces these large log files that can bog you down. So we would tell you to change away from K9 and consider OpenDNS, which does not use log files of any kind. And then as far as antivirus, you could still use the built-in Windows 7 or Windows 10 Microsoft antivirus for home if this is a home system. If this is for business, you need a business-grade antivirus, and we'd recommend Webroot.
Webroot.
Webroot, yep.
Webroot, okay.
Yep.
So the current machine that's using Security Essentials and K9 is the because I'm going to pass that off to a coworker.
Yeah.
That needs some updating too, then, you're saying?
Yeah, I would get rid of K9 because it slows systems down with these big log files.
Okay.
And get it over to OpenDNS and you'll be better off.
And what about Security Essentials on the old machine?
Yeah, that's fine. Well, again, it's for business. You said coworker, so I think you need to upgrade to something more real, Webroot.
Okay. And all I right. can find links to that on,
oh, yeah.
on your...
Webroot okay. will be there. OpenDNS will be there. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it, Bob. I want to thank you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. Thank you, Mike, for producing. Mike G for posting everything live. Our ComputerTalkWithTab.com site is not quite updating the live links, but you can find them on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll fix that on Monday. And Dr. Lessie's up next with Healthy Rounds. Have a great holiday weekend.
See you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.